Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hammer time. Happy New Year. Yes, it's Dominic Cortese, and Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now. When you want the work done.
Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortese.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Dominic Cortese with you. Taking you up to 11 o'clock. Happy New Year. Any questions around the house, 803-0930. Pick up the phone in the 716. Outside the 716, 1-800-616-WBEN. The Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board open and operating at the same as our call-in number, 716-803-0930. And you can always email me during the week, hammertime@cortese.net. I have a couple questions that came in via email. One was from Kevin Weiss. Kevin writes in, good morning. I just received a notice from New York State Electric and Gas about installing a smart meter on my home. I have been looking into the advantages and disadvantages. Any chance you can do a segment on this? My biggest concern being health effects, but I'm sure other homeowners would like to learn more as well. Yes, we're going to be talking about that today, Kevin. Thanks for submitting that. And Bob Isaacs wrote in, we have an odor in our house that my wife can't really recognize, some sort of sweet smelling. I can't smell it, but others can, and that makes it difficult for me to track down. This has been going on for several months, and it's driving my wife up the wall. She says it's worse when the furnace is running, but can't really smell anything out of particular ducts. I don't know if the furnace or ducts are the source of the odor or if they are simply spreading it. I don't know whom to call about this, and I'm hoping you might have a recommendation. The house is 35 years old. The furnace, hot air, and AC were replaced about 8 years ago. So, Bob, I think thank you for submitting that, by the way. I think we have a gas leak. It's funny about gas leaks. Some people don't have a nose for gas. I happen to have a nose for gas. As soon as I walk into a house, I can tell if there's a gas leak. The other thing about gas leaks is when their gas is mixed with another odor, like moisture in the basement, for example. It might change the complexion of that smell. So I would advise you to have this looked at by a furnace technician ASAP, and you want to avoid not doing that and having National Fuel find out about it, and they'll shut your gas off if there's a gas leak. So let's get a technician over there right away and see if there's a gas leak, which leads into another more important topic for today, and that is carbon monoxide. Carbon monoxide in the news again. Holiday Twin Rinks, which I've spent many an hour at watching my grandson Giovanni play hockey. A furnace not properly vented contaminated over 100 people with carbon monoxide. And the managers and owners of the Holiday Twin Rinks say that they had carbon monoxide detectors, but they weren't working. Well, basically, that means you don't have a carbon monoxide detector if it's not working. So that prompts me to remind you that you need to check your carbon monoxide detectors regularly for proper operation. And remember that they now expire. And when they expire, you need to dispose of them and buy a new one. It's that simple. The way to handle this is as soon as you buy one, write the date on it, and then remember that. Maybe put it in your phone calendar, too. I think it's 7 years now they last. So, you know, go out 7 years and date, replace carbon monoxide detector. This will be the only way you can protect yourself from a carbon monoxide risk. Because, as you know, you've heard me say it enough, carbon monoxide is odorless and colorless. So you don't know you're being contaminated until you get sick. And these poor kids at the hockey rink were vomiting and showing signs of headache and flu-like symptoms. And thank God the ref called the game off, because we could have had some casualties from the risk, the exposure to carbon monoxide. So be mindful of the responsibility we all have to protect ourselves from carbon monoxide. It can happen anywhere. It can happen into a new house. It can happen to an old house. It can happen with a furnace. It can happen with anything that burns gas. It's our responsibility as owners of buildings to make sure that we have the right detectors in place. And this is certainly a good example of what happens when that doesn't happen. So if you want to talk about carbon monoxide, we can do that. But I want to get into the topic at hand with smart meters. Smart meters are a newer technology to the United States. They've been in Europe for a while. Basically, what it is a cell phone kind of connection to a central station. So guess what? They don't have to drive out to your house to read your meter. So they use radio frequency to have those the meter reading sent back to a central station. Now, just like your cell phone, and I guess we live with this risk, and we don't even talk about the risk of cancer from a cell phone, smart meters give off radio frequency radiation. Radio frequency radiation is a low-energy radiation. It doesn't have enough energy to remove charged particles such as electrons, and so it's called non-ionizing radiation. Non-ionizing radiation has enough energy to move atoms in a molecule around or cause them to vibrate, which can lead to heat, but it can't damage DNA directly. RF radiation is classified by the International Agency for Research on Cancer as possibly carcinogenic to humans. This is based on findings of possible link in at least one study between cell phone use and specific types of brain tumor. The answer here, folks, is just be, again, aware of this and don't hang out by your meter. That's really the answer. Stay away from the meter if it has an RF reader on it, and that's really going to be the essence of what we need to do to protect ourselves from that level of frequency. So the answer is yes, I guess there is some health risk, but being smart about it and staying away from that meter and telling your children to do that would be the essence of avoiding any issue with contamination from the radio frequency that could lead to cancer. I guess the biggest people at risk are people that already have cancer. So if you have cancer and the utility's talking about a smart meter, again, just be mindful about the fact that you want to stay away from that meter. 803-0930 in the 716, 1-800-616-WBEN, and online at Cortese.net. Check out our website, everything we do at Cortese Construction, which includes our room additions, our kitchen and bath renovations, our better living sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awnings, and our cooking school. Yes, come home to Cortese Cooking School. January's class takes us to Rome, And I believe we're coming up to that being this Monday. Am I right? The first Monday of the month. And register online at Cortese.net, and you'll see the Come Home to Cortese drop-down menu. Click on that, and you'll pick your month. January is Rome. February is lasagna. March, Sicilian Easter traditions. April, cooking with truffles. May, Emilia-Romagna, where Parmigiano-Reggiano comes from. And June, risotto 101. The next 6 months lined up for you there. Jerry Clemente, our wonderful chef, the owner of Cipollina's restaurant, he will be cooking for you, and we'd love to have you there and teaching you how to cook the dishes as well. That's all part of it. 803-0930. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
You want to know why I have a great relationship with Lakeshore Savings Bank? Well, it's because they put people first. Each week, you hear me talk with one of the branch managers, and they get to discuss how much they care about building those relationships with their customers. With me today is Mary Jo Andreozzi Wood from the Orchard Park branch of Lakeshore Savings Bank.
Thanks, Dominic. That's right. Relationships matter at Lakeshore Savings Bank. Listeners, are you unhappy with your current bank? Are you tired of unreasonable fees and bad customer service? Lakeshore Savings makes it easy to switch. Our dedicated staff will sit down with you and walk you through everything. We'll even help you set up your new direct deposits and automatic payments. Lakeshore Savings offers a variety of checking and savings accounts to meet your needs. We're open till noon today. Stop in or call us at 716-674-2066. Lakeshore Savings Bank. Putting people first since 1891.
Stop in to any one of the Lakeshore Savings Bank's 11 branches and experience the same great customer service that I have come to expect.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-6986. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-6986. That's 800-575-6986. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Hey, Dominic here. With essential information for people who need plumbing help now. You flush and the water starts rising, or the sump pump quits, or you find water where there shouldn't be. When do you call Don at Plumbing Help Now? Yes, give them a call. Don's a master plumber, and he's been at it for over 35 years. His customer retention rate is 98%. That tells you everything you need to know. Hey, take my advice. Put Don's number in your phone right now under plumber so you have it when you need it. And here it is, 716-861-7337. That's 861-7337. Welcome, Plumbing Help Now, to Hammer Time Radio, online at plumbinghelpnow.net.
Kaleida Health is more than a place to work. For our employees, this is the place to build a career.
Longevity, the stability, I absolutely love Kaleida.
Being 24 years here at Kaleida is an amazing job and accomplishment.
I started my career with Kaleida Health as an intern, and now I'm proud to be the president and CEO.
Kaleida Health is the place to make a job mean more. Apply at kaleidahealth.org/careers.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer sweeper makes it easy. Swiffer heavy-duty dry cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Swiffer takes care of his too. Now the hair is gone, all thanks to Swiffer. try Swiffer Sweeper Heavy Duty Dry Cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
Well, hopefully you had a great family Christmas, and hopefully Santa Claus came to your house, and hopefully when Santa landed on your roof, he didn't see any roofing problems, and no one wants to have the roof that Santa got injured on or saw some missing shingles on. So if you want to make sure your roof problems get fixed, call the people that fix roofs properly year-round. Call Ava Roofing. Now, when you call Ava, the seasonal guys certainly are sleeping for the winter, not Ava. They offer the same superior service and value no matter the season with an expert foreman on your job. Here's the number, 716-343-ROOF. That's 716-343-ROOF. Or go to avaroofing.com and schedule your appointment right there on the spot. You'll get a free written estimate and project drawing. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
1021 is Hammer Time. Hey, it's Dominic. How are you? 803-0930. Talking about smart meters, talking about carbon monoxide detectors, and traveling to Wheatfield and talking to you, Mike. You're on WBEN.
Good morning.
How you doing, Mike?
Good.
Happy New Year.
I have an A.O. Smith gas hot water heater. Now, it vents to the side. I'm reading in the instructions, it doesn't say anything. What happens if a mechanical problem stops the fan? Would the flame not shut off then?
Well, they're supposed to shut off if the venting is improper. But again, we're relying on mechanics for safety. And, you know, 90% of the time, 99% of the time, they work fine. That's why you need a carbon monoxide detector, though, as a fail-safe.
Oh, that's no problem. I have that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm just wondering, I mean, I'm surprised the manual says nothing about it as far as, or...
They're supposed to shut off if the venting is not occurring.
Well,
now, that's a switch that's built into them.
Right, I understand, you know, like, it's not a flame like the old gas.
It's electronic start, right.
Right, electronic start, so you, it's probably wired in, but you think they would mention that in instructions, so...
Well, yeah. Yeah, I think they're just assuming that you would that it would be obvious that it would not operate if it was not venting right. But again, you know, I mean, I don't know exactly the whole story about the Holiday Twin Rinks and what happened with this furnace.
I wonder, did they have more than one?
It was apparently the furnace near the snack bar.
I mean,
and then I was thinking too, what about the people that work there? How come they didn't have a problem? And why did the kids that were on the ice?
Well, because they're exercising more, they're taking in more oxygen.
Well, it could be, yeah.
Did they have more than one carbon monoxide detector?
Well, you would think you would have to for a building that big. If you've ever been in it, it's huge.
Like my brother has one in the house where, you know, they go through a series. But if that whole circuit broke down, it's better to have independent ones, I would think.
Well, carbon monoxide detectors are independent. They should be, at least. A plug-in style located near the furnace is advisable. And then also near your bedroom so you can hear it go off.
Yeah, my brother has you know, hardwired series, and if one doesn't work, then if one works, they all go off. But if one doesn't work, there's a mechanical problem, then that could be problematic.
Well, again, this is why we need to check them regularly.
Right. Okay, then, so you think it's automatically shuts down.
Yeah. And then if you have a carbon monoxide detector located near the hot water tank, then that gives you the peace of mind to know that if that hot water tank vent still, if it fires up and it's not venting, that the alarm's going to go off.
Because, you know, a horizontal vent is not going to vent as good as a vertical vent.
Well, that's why it has a fan to draw out the exhaust.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Mike, thanks for the call. Happy New Year to you as we travel next to Cheektowaga. Mike's line is now available at 803-0930. Bob, good morning. We're at your house.
Good morning, Dominic. I wanted to wish all of you a Merry Christmas and a safe and productive New Year.
Well, same to you, Bob.
I wanted to mention those meters are not without a cost. If you opt out, it's $13.50 a month, and I've opted out. I've chosen that. I just would make one small thought. You know, I've been doing a lot of recording with my phone, as I mentioned, Esther, taking a lot of pictures, and I happened to catch a violet ray of light that hit real close to Michigan, right over by the casino. It hit the middle of the street. The sun's been pulsing. You know, everybody worries about, you know, they want to get rid of the menthol and cigarettes because people may die 20 years from now. They should really think about today and how we can make everybody's lives better by not necessarily getting rid of our freedom so quick, but maybe having a little bit more thought about the season. And I'll just say this to you, Dominic. I was at the Basilica before Christmas, and I looked at two manger scenes, but I didn't have the money for them, and I made it clear. And after Christmas, I've been back there and showed them a very unique picture. I have a picture of an angel presenting a rose to a woman, and you can see the animals, and it's in the sky. And that's very real, what that one gentleman talked about on Thursday with Bowerly. My whole phone was filled with those writings in the sky. It's God sending a love message.
Well, thank you for sharing that, Bob. It's very interesting to hear your perspective on that. And I think you're right. I think we need to focus on the here and now. And I think that sometimes when we dream too much, we get led down a path that may not be realistic, like this whole electrification of our society. That's not realistic. It's not going to work. It's not practical. It's not, the infrastructure is not there. But yet, it's being delivered to us as you know, something that's inevitable and beneficial. Which maybe the benefit side I get, but the operational side is not ready. And we can talk more about that too today. 803-0930. I'll pick up the phone and share your sentiment about smart meters and carbon monoxide or anything around the house that needs my attention this Saturday morning here, the last Saturday of the year, the last show of the year as we enter into 2024. A texter's writing, why would you tell them to call Furnace Tech and not the gas company? Always call the gas company first. They check the entire house and evaluate the danger. Of course, that's practical and sensible. My reason for saying call the tech first is it may save you from having to deal with having your house shut down while this gets repaired, where the tech may be able to fix it on the fly. But you're absolutely right. The gas company would be another important line of defense to protect you from the gas risk. The whole issue with gas is not so much that it's a hazard as it could be if it builds. And it seemed to me what the texture, the email question I got was that it's a low level leak, and that's why it's not really strong, and they're not noticing it as much. But you're right; the gas company would be another way to protect instantly protect yourself from that gas leak. Another texter's writing: how far away is sufficient and safe? I think we're talking about being away from a smart meter. The answer is I do not know. The article I did find was written by the American Cancer Society, and they said that the wall that separates you from the meter is probably enough to protect you from the radio frequency. But who knows for sure, right? Again, this is newer technology for the United States. It's been in Europe for some time, but you really don't hear too much about it. And the whole idea here with RF technology and smart meters is that they can cut down on meter readers and have that information fed directly to the central office without having to send anyone out to do that. So it's a cost-cutting move in one way, but it's an improvement in technology in another. And hopefully the consequences of health risk are minimal or none. As we learn more about that, certainly we'll be talking about that as new technology that we'll have to deal with here. And I didn't know you could opt out. If anyone else wants to call in and share that, I would be interested in hearing about that. The email question I read from a listener did not speak about being able to opt out. So anyway, I'd like to learn more if you have information about opting out of a smart meter. In the meantime, it is the bottom of the hour, which means it's time for the top of the news. We're back with more right after this.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. An investigation by the state attorney general's office finds the city of Tonawanda police officer improperly arrested two teens last year. The report also finds then-Detective Lieutenant Robert Klontz used excessive force in effecting the arrest of one of them. State Attorney General Letitia James says the two were arrested without cause, and Klontz, now the city of Tonawanda police chief, put one of the teens in an illegal chokehold. Buffalo Police Commissioner Joseph Grimalia says Buffalo Police will be on hand tomorrow night to keep things safe this New Year's Eve.
Our command center will be open in headquarters. We will have a significant police presence. We coordinate with our local, state, federal partners. It's a multi-jurisdictional detail. We look at all intelligence information. Again, we also work on the EMS side with the fire department.
Grimalia warns to celebrate responsibly and have a plan to get home safely. Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz says there will be lots to do in the next 4 years.
Yes, we will build the stadium, finish ErieNet, continue to strengthen health and mental health programs for all residents, but we will not stop there. We will continue to invest in our roads, parks, and libraries, make our community more climate resilient and water cleaner.
Poloncarz was sworn in Friday for his fourth and what he says will be his final term as Erie County Executive. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Well, here we are, ringing out the old and bringing in the new, and we don't want to put a damper on the holiday season, but have you noticed? Yep, it's a time of year where people are getting sick. Flu, colds, COVID, RSV. Geez, we didn't hear about RSV until recently, and now we hear about it everywhere. My two granddaughters both got it. What about preventing this? Well, one way to do it is to make sure you breathe clean indoor air. Keeping your family healthy during the flu season requires an extra effort, though. And smart families are taking steps to reduce particles in their home, which are the primary transport vehicle for the spread of these germs. And the way to do that, of course, is with my friends at Indoor Air Professionals. They can make you breathe clean indoor air by having your ductwork thoroughly cleaned and sanitized with the patented column duct cleaning system. They can equip you with a medical-grade air purifier, and like I have at home, and also a April Air high-capacity dehumidifier to keep moisture out of your basement. It works at the Cortez household, too. Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. Happy New Year, Mr. Gordon.
Happy New Year, Dominic. Wow, can you believe another one?
Yep, another trip around the sun.
I know, and it's exactly right. And we've been doing this now for over 25 years, and it's such a pleasure every Saturday. I love listening to your show, and, of course, the authenticity, you know, we hear our when people call in, you know, so it's just I want to thank all of our 58,000 duct cleaning customers, which are in the sound of your voice. Maybe not all today, but that's amazing. And you hit the nail on the head with these viruses and germs and flu going around. All the floating particle that you see on the in the air when the sun shines in on those rare moments, and also you know, that you see on the furniture are the transport vehicles for all that stuff. And we can reduce that through a thorough duct cleaning and sanitizing. And of course the Healthway medical grade air purifier. And of course, keep the humidity down with the April Air high capacity dehumidifier.
716-683-3000 extension 303 is the number you're going to call as we get the New Year's Eve extra special Hammer Time radio discounts, the last discount of 23.
That's right. Okay, so from the duct cleaning standpoint, once again, and I'm reaching out to probably 50,000 people that haven't had it done in the last 3 to 5 years by Indoor Air, and they also got a mailer, but it should coincide with this, that you'll get 20% off. And I don't know where we're going into the new year. We may not hear this again for a while, but that's a great deal. And then also the portable Healthway Deluxe, the most popular, is $350 off. The Healthway Whole House Super V unit is $500 off. as well as we have the Healthway Compact, which you can purchase for $459. Lastly, the April Air, $300 off.
Wow.
A high-capacity dehumidifier.
These are amazing discounts, and the good news is you can take advantage of them. And only you, I guess you can tell people, right, Peter? You'll let them tell people that this discount's available.
As
a Hammer Time listener, benefited by hearing it directly from Mr. Gordon. 716-683-3000, Peter's extension, 303. Call now. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier. Breathe easier. With indoor air professionals. For every breath you take.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Pop, pour, and enjoy the everyday case deals on sparkling wines at Outlet Liquor. Stock up on La Marca Prosecco and Prosecco Rosé, $15.99 a bottle every day. Martini and Rossi Asti, $10.99 a bottle every day. Or Andre Champagne, $5.99 a bottle every day when you buy a case. No matter what your budget, you can save big holiday bucks and spread holiday cheer when you stock up at the place to buy a case. Outlet Liquor, official partner of the Buffalo Sabres.
Join us at Odyssey as we all do our one thing, together millions of things for our planet. Make recycling part of your holiday season. If you get a new computer, tablet, or cell phone this year, recycle your old one by selling it or donating it to charity. Otherwise, dispose of it at a proper e-waste facility. Recycle your Christmas tree by turning it into wood chips and mulch. When we each share our one thing, it becomes 100 things, 1,000 things, 1,000,000 things for our planet. What's your one thing?
WSP USA Inc. is seeking a manager, HSE, in Buffalo, New York, responsible for providing support and recommendations on proper project management procedures. This position requires a bachelor's or foreign equivalent in cybersecurity, industrial security, security management, or related, plus 3 years of experience as an EHS consulting manager, EHS manager, or related. Employer will accept 5 years of experience in the skills listed with no degree. Employer will accept any suitable combination of education, experience, or training. The salary is equal to $134,409. $1.60 per year. Standard benefits included. Email resumes to attention Julia Savinelli, reference number 1873, julia.savinelli@wsp.com. Again, WSP USA Inc. is seeking a manager, HSE, in Buffalo, New York. The salary is equal to $134,409.60 per year. Standard benefits included. Email resumes to attention Julia Savinelli, Savanelli, reference number 1873, julia.savinelli@wsp.com.
Well, that was hard to follow, huh? Sometimes the smallest room in your house has the biggest impact on its value. It's Dominic here with a tip on increasing the value of your home. Update your bathroom. We remodel bathrooms, you know that, and we partner with the best companies out there like Twin City Glass. For over 50 years, the Weinholz family at Twin City have been offering you beautiful, high-quality glass enclosures for your shower or your bathtub, as well as custom mirror solutions. Give them a call today, 716-694-3300. We've enjoyed having Twin City Glass as a sponsor for all these years. Twin City Glass. Stop into their showroom in Willitzer Park and tell them Dominic sent you.
Remember after the fire, after all the rain, I will be the flame. I will be the flame.
WBEN 930 AM. As Buffalo as wings.
The helpline is open at 803-0930 in the 716. Outside the 716, it's a toll-free at 1-800-616-WEN. And then there's that text board, the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, open as well. Same as our call-in number, 803-0930. Participate in the program as we talk about smart meters, carbon monoxide in the news again, the Holiday Twin Rink story, you've heard about that, and 111 young people brought to hospital because of their contamination from carbon monoxide. This can be avoided, and it should be, with a carbon monoxide detector. You should have one in your house. It should be checked regularly and disposed of after 7 years and replaced so that you know that you have a safe device to detect carbon monoxide in your home. On the smart meter side, I have invited New York State Electric and Gas to send a representative to the program, and we are going to be doing that in the weeks ahead, so be sure to stay tuned to News Radio, and we will be featuring a representative from New York State Electric and Gas. A texter's writing, can I opt out of smart meter? Apparently, you can. There's a cost, though, as the one caller indicated, $13.47 to opt out. Now, if you don't want a new meter, you have the right to refuse that. But apparently, if your meter needs to be updated or replaced, there's no option at that point. You need to have the smart meter installed. Again, we'll learn more about all this, and we'll have the horse come in and we'll hear it from the horse's mouth as New York State Electric and Gas has been invited to come into the program, and we will speak more about that with them directly. We'll get into more about smart meters or anything else you want to talk about here this Saturday morning, though. As our next stop, though, is Amherst. And John, good morning. You're on WBEN.
Good morning. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure. How are you, John?
Good. Happy New Year. I have stains on my plaster ceiling downstairs, and it's right below my upstairs toilet.
Okay.
And there's no sign of any leak around that toilet. So I'm trying to figure out how to approach, you know.
It could very well be just the wax ring has deteriorated. How old is this house?
63.
Okay. Wax rings can start to leak. That's the seal between the toilet and the sewer attachment. And a small amount of water over time could cause a stain. So it's a simple fix. You can even do it yourself. You turn the water off, and you disconnect the water at the wall, and then you flush the toilet. You then unbolt the toilet, lift it off its mounting, and you can either pull out the old wax ring, or you could just simply install a new one fitted over the existing one and then sit the toilet back on and bolt it back down and reattach the water and turn the water back on. So that's the process. It's definitely something you could attempt to do yourself, or you can obviously have a plumber come and do that for you.
Yeah, we have one scheduled, but I'm thinking I'm pretty mechanically inclined. I've just never done this particular thing.
How recent is the stains that you noticed?
I would say within the last couple weeks we noticed it.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a very slight leak that would typically be associated with this area, the attachment between the toilet and the sewer itself. So it's not uncommon for that to, you know, take a long time to start to show itself. And, you know, it's only going to occur when water's traveling through that. So, I would think that would be exactly what I put my focus on. And after you replace the wax ring, what I would suggest you do is spray the stain with Bin, and you'll seal the stain in, and then you can just wait to see if we fixed it, and then you can paint if it's gone for good.
Yeah, there's actually little cracks in the plaster.
Okay. So what you want to do with that is with a small hammer, just tap those. And anything that's cracked will open up. Anything that's loose will fall. And then use some joint compound to fill all that in. I would wait, though. Here's how I would do this. I would replace the wax ring. I would spray the stain with Bin and wait. Because what we're watching for now is if the stain reoccurs. The okay. Bin is going to seal the stain in, but if it's going to continue leaking, then you're going to see it reoccur. If it does not reoccur, then do what I said. Slight hammer, tap on the cracks, anything that loose will fall, fill it with joint compound, sand it out, and then you could repaint.
Okay, so when I pull the toilet off, there's what, just a pipe, a drain, a step?
It's the actual mouth of the sewer that the toilet sits on, and there's a flange that the toilet's bolted to, and there's a wax seal that prevents water from leaking from that juncture. Because all it is a bolted together juncture between the toilet and the sewer flange. So that's what's leaking.
So there's no way to know that it's leaking once you pull the toilet off. You just have to.
We're assuming that. Exactly. We have to be a detective here. We're assuming that they were on the right path here with this being the source of the problem, and it sounds like it is because of what you're telling me. See, here's the thing. If it was leaking from somewhere else on the toilet, well, you'd see it in the floor. You'd see water dripping from the tank, from the water supply. You're not seeing that, you said. You're seeing it just as a stain in the ceiling. So that indicates to me that it's the wax ring.
Okay.
Or actually, you know, if you really want to be thorough, it may be beyond the wax ring, but it's probably associated with the sewer as opposed to the toilet.
Right.
Because at that point where the toilet sits on the floor, everything below that is related to the drain and not the toilet. The drain attaches to the toilet, and there's where the wax seal is. If the wax seal isn't the source of the problem, then the problem's above that, which would be the actual toilet itself, but you'd more likely see the water leak in the bathroom, not in the ceiling.
Okay.
Okay?
Great.
Now that we made that complicated enough. All right. Good luck with that, John. All right. Let me know how it turns out.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye now. So let's see, people are texting in here. I am assuming that these smart meters are some sort, are sort of like the Nest thermostat. They really want you to opt in. I did that and I really messed with them, with the thermostat in the summertime, let the house get super hot. Yeah, Nest thermostats are a pain in the neck. I have one, I just installed one and you're right. Dominic, is it legal for them to charge you to opt out for the smart meter? I have no idea. Dom, why haven't they come up with something better than a wax ring for toilets after over 100 years of flush toilets? You know what? You're right. There's one of those things that we just assume is the best it could be is the wax ring to seal the drain between a toilet and the drain. But you know what? They generally do work pretty good and they generally last a long time. So I guess we're okay with that. So I don't know about opting out. We'll learn more when we have New York State Electric and Gas come in. But I just did some Googling, and it says there's a whole list of questions and answers, and one of them is, who will receive a smart meter? And it says, all residential and business customers in our service area will receive our new electric standard smart meter and or natural gas module. Customers in our Energy Smart Community pilot will also receive a new smart meter as we build our customer communication network. Some large businesses, such as mandatory hourly pricing customers, will keep the existing meters with remote reading currently in place. So it sounds like they are inevitable and that they are a new technology that's going to be replacing all existing meters. Anyway, again, as I said, we have invited them to be on the air, and as soon as we can get a date booked, we'll learn more from them directly. 803-0930, it's Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Oh. Well, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from my friends at Lenco Lumber. And Lenco Lumber has the stock of everything you need for your improving projects. And people across Western New York know Lenco for that quality, the affordable building materials. Whether it's a backyard deck for the summer or a backyard ice rink for the winter, our reputation for delivering that service, knowledge, and materials for your project relies on the fact that you've chosen Lenco again and again. And we want to say thank you for an incredible year, and we look forward to delivering on your expectations in 2024. 3 Western New York locations and online shopping anytime at lenco.supplies. That's the website, lenco.supplies. Have a happy and blessed new year from Lenco.
Urgent Camp Lejeune settlement message. On September 6th, the government announced it will soon begin providing fast, guaranteed settlements to Camp Lejeune Marines, families, and civilians. Awards will range between $100,000 and $550,000, with an option for higher amounts. If you or a loved one spent time at Camp Lejeune and suffered cancers of the bladder, liver, or kidneys, leukemia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Parkinson's, or kidney issues, you may qualify for compensation and could be paid within 60 days after accepting your settlement, with your VA benefits fully protected. You may be entitled to a significant financial award for your Camp Lejeune claim, but you must act now. Call the James Harris Law Camp Lejeune helpline now to get the compensation you deserve. We're already fighting for thousands harmed by the water at Camp Lejeune. Call now or you may forever lose your right to be awarded a settlement between $100,000 and $550,000. For your free evaluation, call 800-217-1155. That's 800-217-1155. 800-217-1155.
Hey, for that wax ring, how about giving Don a call from Plumbing Help Now? Yep, Don can help you. 861-7337 is the number. You know, I'm here with essential information for you out there for plumbing needs. Call Plumbing Help Now. You flush and the water starts rising, or your wax seal fails, or your sump pump quits, or you find water where it shouldn't be. What do you do? Well, you call Don at Plumbing Help Now. Don is a master plumber, and he's been at it for 35 years. His customer retention rate is a whopping 98%. Now, that tells you everything you need to know, right? Take my advice. Take out your phone right now and type in plumber and put in 716-861-7337. That's 861-7337. And all you need to do is click that number, and help is on the way. Online at plumbinghelpnow.net. Welcome, Don and Plumbing Help Now, to Hammer Time Radio.
Do you need a cemetery memorial for a departed loved one? Call the area's leading provider, the Stone Art Memorial Company, family owned and operated for more than 160 years. Stone Art delivers unrivaled quality and service. Our experienced, knowledgeable team will help you create a wonderful memorial to your loved one, from design through installation, ensuring that it's a fitting tribute and one that will stand the test of time. Learn more at stoneartmemorial.com or call 824-9278 for the Stone Art Memorial Company.
Crosby's Pizza and Subs is now in Amherst at Maple and Sweet Home. Our 24-hour drive-thru featuring fresh $2.99 pizza slices, $6.99 two pizza slices and drink combos, breakfast slices and sandwiches is here. Sip and savor our handcrafted Arabica bean coffee at $1 any size for my Crosby reward members. Convenient for our on-the-go friends, families, and students. Crosby's Pizza and Subs is your hometown choice for fresh pizzas and breakfast. Every day is a good day for pizza. So check out our drive-thru and add a smile to your day at Crosby's.
Hello, Buffalo. This is Mike Hebern from Level Financial Advisors. As the year wraps up, we wish you and your loved ones a wonderful holiday season and a prosperous new year.
Hey, as winter sets in, it's the perfect time to bring the strength of a Gorilla Floor to your basement. That's right. Protect your investment and transform your space without the fear of water damage. Even if your sump pump fails, there's no need to worry. Just a quick cleanup and you are good to go. Gorilla Floors cost less than traditional carpeting or laminate. They offer you unbeatable durability, and it's a breeze to keep clean. Plus, it comes with a rock-solid 15-year warranty. It's true. Make the smart choice for your basement. Choose Gorilla Floor and leave the worries behind. Call the Afalo family at Gorilla Garage Gear, 716-715-6927. That's 715-6927. 6927, GorillaGarageGear.com, go, go, gorilla, and always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner. I have only one burning desire. Let me stand
next to your fire. Live, local, live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
10:55 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic, and how are you? Hey, as we wrap up 2023, I want to thank you for being a loyal listener to Hammer Time Radio and to WBEN. And we look forward to continuing to serve you here as a radio station and this as an informationally oriented program as we start the new year. And we start, Jerry, our 35th year on the air, if you can believe that. 2024 is our 35th anniversary year. April the 1st is our anniversary date. So we're looking forward to celebrating that with you as we wind our way through the first part of 2024. Also, I've been meaning to remind you folks that this program is rebroadcast at 6 p.m. on Saturdays. If you missed any of it or you want to hear it again, you can go to our station at 6 p.m. and listen to this program rebroadcast at 6 p.m. each and every Saturday. So that's something I've been meaning to tell you, and I keep forgetting. So our gas stove is a problem, but a cancer risk meter is okay. Yeah, please do a show on meters. Yes, we are. There's so many good questions that are coming in regarding this. I heard that if you have older wiring, it could pose a fire risk with a new meter. I don't know. We're going to ask that question too. And so stay tuned. I'll be telling you when that is. As soon as we have the date booked, we will have New York State Electric and Gas on, and we'll clear up all your questions about smart meters. As I said, I've got a list of FAQs, and we can go through to some of those if we have time yet today. But back to the phones we go to Tonawanda and Jim. Good morning. We're at your house.
Yes. I have a popcorn ceiling that's about 30 years old in the family room, and it's starting to fall, little pieces that fall by, especially if a truck goes by, hits a bump in the street. You know?
That's a good thing. We get rid of it maybe slowly but surely.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny how that was the rage in the 80s? Everyone had to have a popcorn ceiling, and now nobody wants a popcorn ceiling. You know, it was a shortcut. Really, what it was is where it all came from. The idea was to spray the ceilings with popcorn so you wouldn't have to paint them. And the problem with that is that they do would deteriorate over time. And like you're saying now, you're having it delaminate from the surface. You probably are in good shape, though, to be able to get it down without too much problem. What we have found with popcorn, if it was sprayed on with Durabond, it's very difficult to remove because Durabond is set so much like cement that it's not scrapable. If it was sprayed on with joint compound, then yes, very easy to remove, although still messy. So what you want to do, if you're going to take it down yourself, is cover the entire footprint with plastic because it's going to be very messy. You may want to take things down off the wall, take down lamps, take away all the knickknacks, cover everything with plastic, maybe move the furniture to the middle of the room, and then spray, working safely on a ladder, spray in small areas and scrape. If you spray it, you're less likely to gouge, and it'll come off a little easier. So hopefully you'll have luck in that being the way it was installed with joint compound, and it'll be easy for you to scrape off. You may have a little repair work to do when you're all done, but I would suggest you get rid of it if it's starting to fall down.
Yeah, but there's no spray or anything I could do for a temporary
You can get a popcorn ceiling repair spray can, yes. Yes, you can buy that at the big box. And it'll just fill in where the spot is that the deterioration has occurred. So that is another shortcut solution for you. Yeah, you can do that.
All right.
All right. Happy New Year to you, Jim, and Happy New Year to everyone out there. As I promised, we will have a show on smart meter, so stay tuned to News Radio. Happy New Year, and always remember that life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3, HD3 Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.